I'll never get a second chance to do this, to record my first ever audio boo from my shed. Now this is Omani shed, and it's now almost entirely empty. So this is the sound of one man's empty shed. Now I have to say, in relation to garden sheds, we've been in this house for a number of years, and I bought this shed. It was put here by the people who made it, and we've done almost nothing to good about it. In other words, it hasn't been used, as a regularly. It's been a dumping ground for most of the time. It's never been as like this except since the day that it was put here. But I have to praise the workers who built this shed, whoever they were, because there is no damp. And frankly, that must be a miracle, considering the weather we've had in Cork over the last 5 years. Imagine a shed put in place 5 years ago. It has had a couple of licks of paint, right? I haven't done it myself, although I might have done the first lick of paint. I'm not totally sure. I do know a very fine Polish man who painted it for me this year. It's a green shed, the kind of a... it might give the impression that I'm an ecologically sound person. There is a fridge in the shed, a Samsung fridge. It is mainly used as a second fridge in the event of something dramatic, like people coming to stay with us in large numbers and beers having to be put in it, and us deciding, look, let's go in for deep freezing this winter. For some reason, it's an extra. We have very small deep freeze capacity in the fridge in the house. In other words, we don't have a fridge freezer. This thing has more freezer space in it than the other one. But yeah, and it's been completely cleared out in order that the 7 ancient golf bags that were hoarded by me over the years and picked up from various people can be put in the skip. So that the clubs that were there that were not old enough are thrown out. I have kept 4 wooden clubs, real old wooden clubs that have got wooden faces. For those of you who play golf, you'll understand what I mean. They're Dunlop from the 1960s, and I had a 1, 3, 2, 3 and 4 wood. But it is interesting to be in... Now, having got the whole lot out... I then make a discovery in here that there is something growing from the ceiling. Now, the ceiling is looks like kind of something you'd make in a kind of factory from leftover, compressed wood. It's not real planks of anything. I imagine that they're real cheap and that they do the job, and goodness knows what they're made of. Bits of leftover wood, I would say. But actually, there's a thing growing from the ceiling. I've just put up on Twitter the question of the photographs. 2 photographs on Instagram went out automatically on Twitter, asking the question, what is this? So far, in no particular order, the suggestions have been that it's a giant cocoon. Secondly, that it's a wasp's nest. And thirdly, that it's a moth's nest. It is, in case you're worried, if you're a really green, defend the insects against the ravages of the human animal who respects no other animal other than themselves. It is already cracked, right? I didn't put the hole in it, so there is nothing live in it, but I'm definitely not moving it. I'm going to leave it here. I don't know what it is, but that's interesting because, people have been engagingly coming back with their suggestions, and I thank them all for that, and I will send them all this audio boo. But and I will attach a photograph to this audio boo to show it to you in case, you might have the real answer. I think of Peter Dunnigan for some reason because he's a gardener man and he's got a radio program on Irish, conventional old-fashioned radio, which he began as an audio boo podcast, I think. And, he's a wonderful example of somebody who begins producing audio material and then manages to migrate across into the conventional media. But the reason I highlight him is that, when I got into this shed, I thought of Peter Dunnigan. He's a gardener. I don't know any of his opinions about gardening sheds, But, you know, sheds, men, gardening. I've got to put a bicycle in here, right? There are two bikes in this house. You know, one belonged to my daughter and one belonged to my wife. I don't have a bicycle anymore. I grew up as a bicycler-er, but I haven't got one of my own. I must buy a second-hand bicycle someday. But we live on a very steep hill, and I am not prepared to cycle back up the hill. So I now need to develop the ability to put the cycling rack on the back of the car and then drive down the hill to the flat area and cycle along it. Because I'm now that I've cleaned the shed out, there will be space for the bike. I'm thinking to myself that of the community that goes under the hashtag 12ER, led by the absolutely wonderful Jacqueline Carley, you know, developing new habits. I suppose I could say that I could have strung out how to get back into my shed over an entire month, but I am crushing the entire experience into a single day. It began this morning in chaos. You couldn't fit into this place. Took everything out. It's now empty. I've now put back in some things that we would only need in an emergency if a lot of people come to stay with us. In other words, a whole load of folding chairs. They're right in the back. And I now have, you know, there are people who are good at this. They're good at logistics and putting shapes into, putting things into space. But I'm going to do it in a very basic way and put back into this shed the stuff that was missing from it. But this is why I'm doing this audiobook, because I think you might have a shed, right? There's a shed load of sheds out there, and I have actually even seen art, you know, photographic exhibition of sheds that people have. I'm a writer, I guess I should have a shed. You know, I have an office instead, by the way, and I do most of my writing in office, in cafes. But the point is that many people go out to their shed. Roald Dahl did it, got up in the morning, went out there. You know, it was a kind of basic do not disturb to the rest of humankind on the shed. It was a writer's shed. A man, wonderful man, who I've lost contact with now, don't know how he, maybe he'll listen to this someday, Chris Blantern, built himself a shed in the back of his house. And I was amazed, the admiring of his work years ago, I'm going back 10 years now. Chris, if you ever hear this, you know, you're wonderful and I wish I was back in touch with you. But Chris Blantern's shed is in my head. But also, you know, many people have sheds, right? And what's it like? What does your shed mean to you? I have to say my shed is synonymous, to be truthful, with neglect. With benign neglect, perhaps, but that's a defense against the notion that it has been neglected. And here is the intention. Here is living purposefully. Put only the things back into this shed that deserve their place in the future life. And, you know, Paul, do a little bit less nostalgia. Be less of a hoarder. Let things go. Make space for the new. Move forward into the new setup. You know, you'd have new this, new that going on in your life. You know, welcome the new, but don't try and crush the new into the existing space. Empty out the old, put it on the skip, give it to the guy who's painting the bit of the house, go up to him and say, look, which do you prefer, a two-step ladder or a three-step ladder? I'm going to keep one of them, but I'm getting rid of one of them, and then I'm going to keep one of them, and you can have the other one. I've got four chairs out there. I've said to him, first of all, I put them in the skip. Then I went to him and I said, look, if you want those four chairs or even one of them or anything, they're yours. Anyway, there we are, sheds. I would love to have a new genre of audioboo, which is Sounds of the Shed. You know, there's that wonderful book, Tales of the City. That wonderful, it's about six parts, isn't it? It's from San Francisco and it's by Armistead Maupin, who wrote a book that I absolutely loved and which I not only read but listened to and watched more of it on TV. Armistead Maupin, if anybody is out there and is familiar with Armistead Maupin, you know what I mean. And if you are, please let me know. There probably is only one other person in the rest of Ireland, and they're probably, you know, buried somewhere, they're probably a restrained introvert. Who else knows Armistead Maupin? Anyway, you never know where an audioboo is going. It's time to go back to work. Thank you very much for this very first audioboo from the shed.